In the morning, we went to Shumla and had a visit out there, and we were shown around by Rex Weatherall, the CEO of the Land Council out there. Came back into Bogabilla for the biggest morning tea for the Cancer Council, and then went to Uraba Paper Company there, which has been restarted, and it was great to see the aunties there doing their thing, and that's a great thing for not only Bogabilla but for our shire. And then we went back to the TAFE and had our meeting, and that was attended by a number of the locals, and they had the opportunity to talk to council, which they haven't had before, and they made it very clear that they'd been feeling a little bit neglected. So I said that I hope they saw from our presence there that we certainly know they're there, and we're doing our best to make sure they're included in the shire, because they are at the very end of our shire.
Okay.
And they welcomed us. It was a great day, and we had a really good time at Bogabilla with the community there. It was wonderful.
It's a great day.
But the meeting itself, lots of big things came out of that. Council resolved to support a permanent daycare solution in Mungandai.
Fantastic.
From early 25, and that's obviously we've been talking about that for a long time. Whilst council has helped facilitate the grant funding, and now we'll operate that daycare under our licence, it's really about the Mungandai community. The Mungandai community wanted it. They saw a need for it, and they pursued it. They had a fundraising event which raised over $220,000. So it's hard not to listen when community talks like that. And I do congratulate the Mungandai community for filling this need, because they had their preschool closed down because changes to the Queensland childcare legislation. So a big win for Mungandai, and recognition of a lot of hard work for a lot of people out of that.
Excellent.
And I congratulate them. We also had we adopted or approved our operational plan, our budget for the next financial year to go out to for public comment. The budget process has been a long one. I don't know whether our general manager has seen one quite as long, but we had 7 sessions in the lead up, and yesterday we got it to a point where we were happy to go out to public, and there'll be various community sessions over the next few weeks, and they'll be advertised, and I would encourage people to have a look at that budget. We're seeking their feedback to make sure that we're on the right track, and we look forward to communicating with the community at those sessions. We also adopted a very important document for our council, our reconciliation plan, our draft. So, we didn't adopt it. We approved for it to go out to public contribution and investigation. So that's a plan that really dictates how council acts in relation to reconciliation, and we haven't had it since 2017, so there's been a lot of work put into that, so it was good to see that.
Well, that's a brilliant initiative, Mark.
We have to have it, Tim. It is important for our community, and we're looking for contribution from community again to make sure that council's on the right track in that space. The big news, however, if those news aren't big enough, during our trip to Uraba yesterday, the general manager showed me a text and asked me to be very quiet, which I struggled to do. Council was successful.
Because you're so excited, Mark.
Exactly. That's exactly. Yeah. I had to quell my excitement, Tim. But during that visit, we got a text from the federal government to say that we were successful in our application for $9.6 million towards the construction of the pool.
Wow. Yes, that's nice.
It's incredible. Breathtaking. I've got to say that the general manager and I weren't that confident, but everyone at council, again, worked behind the scenes advocating for the project.
So they surprised you with the money.
They certainly did.
Yes.
They certainly did. And we do obviously thank the federal government, Minister Catherine King, and obviously our local member, Mark Colton, who's been working in the background as well.
Okay.
Part of the reason why our budget session, we had so many, was trying to work out how were we going to pay for the pool. During this process, costs have escalated dramatically, and we were really struggling. So to get that money just gives us the comfort that we will be able to do this project for the community.
So it's Kelvin's turn now.
Thanks, Tim. And
roadworks?
Always great to be here. Yes, I just wanted to mention the roadworks that are happening around the shire. Obviously, we've had some interesting weather conditions over the last few weeks, and we've actually got roadworks in 7 different locations with contractors and staff at the moment. Just urge our residents and visitors and motorists just to be cautious around the roadworks. None of us want to see any incidents or accidents, and community safety is really important.
Obey the signs as it should be.
Yes, and if a road's closed, it's closed.
Absolutely, find
another way to go. And please don't drive along closed roads for your own safety and the safety of our staff and contractors. I just thank you for letting me put that message out there, Tim. And can I also just reinforce what the Mayor said and thank all the councillors and everybody for their advocacy on the pool, and acknowledge the grants team at council. They wrote a great grants application. There's only about 10 of these grants have come to New South Wales.
And Moree is
the second largest in the state. So we've pulled off a bit of a coup here.
Well, excellent work to the Grants Council and everyone else. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, you got to take your hat off.
Yeah, no, they've done a really great job.
Good.
But Tim, if I could also mention the BAM Museum.
Yes.
Works continue there with doing the air conditioning, but also putting the accessibility ramps and things into that historic building.
Yeah.
Whilst that's going on, we've got a pop-up gallery in the Max Centre in the council building, and it's an opportunity to see some of our really large works. So it's free to come in, encourage everybody to come and visit and look at these works. And arguably our most controversial artwork, the Rover, is on display. It's a very big artwork. It doesn't often get displayed. So just wanted to give it a plug and encourage people to come along.
Okay. But
great to be here, Tim, and always a pleasure to come.
No, you're always welcome here. I mean, you don't have to have a set meeting. You just let me know the day before if you want to. I'm okay with that.
Excellent.
That's what we're all about here at 2VM. So, and look, we want to encourage other community groups too, because I'm sure some of them might like to take advantage of 2VM, what we offer here as well.
Sure they will.
So if we get the word out to the various community groups, we're quite happy to help them along with their messages as well, even if they're not connected to council. They're all important. Yes, Mark.
Tim, could I mention one more
thing? Yes, sure, yeah.
Obviously, over the last couple of months, we've had there's been a lot of media around the youth crime situation in Moree
and
the Premier's intervention there. I just want to assure the community that work is still going on. That we've had we had four representatives from the Premier's department at our meeting yesterday.
Oh.
They're here every week.
Okay.
Calvin and I were in Sydney last week, and we did have a brief catch up with the Premier, and it's still very much in the forefront of his mind. So there's a lot of work going on, a lot of community consultation. I still remain positive and confident this is a significant moment in time of Moree and our history, that we can start to make some difference in that space. So I just want to assure the community that work is ongoing.
Okay.
And hopefully there'll be some media announcements in the near future about what's going
on. Well, we'll keep an ear out for those as well. Well, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No, thanks again, Tim.
Pleasure.
It was really good to see you. I think I missed you last time. I was on holidays, so yes.
Oh, we all need holidays.
We all air.
Well, it was a holiday that wasn't a holiday because the cat locked itself in the laundry, and here I was coming back from Broken Hills, so I didn't get to Adelaide, unfortunately. Well, only these things could happen to Tim, I'll tell you. Well, thanks for your time today, and we look forward to hearing from you in the near future.
Thanks, Tim. Thanks,
appreciate it. That's our Mayor Mark Johnson from the Moree Plain Shire Council, and Kelvin Titherley, General Manager of the Moree Plains Shire Council. Have a lovely day, gents.
Thanks, Tim.
Thanks so much.